This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2247. What are you in the market for? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
What is your shopping style? Looking to make any major purchases anytime soon? Today, find out how to talk to your friends or a salesperson about what you're looking for in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. Here at All Ears English, we know that finding good employees is everything. In the past, we've tried to hire without the right tools, and it was tedious and overwhelming. But Indeed makes hiring in one place easy. Listeners of All Ears English will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Not too much, Lindsay. Lindsay, are you in the market for anything?
Am I in the market for anything? At the moment, no. At the moment, no. Thank goodness. Yes. I think in a few years, I'll be in the market for a new car, but not right now. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I am definitely going to be in the market for some new furniture and need a new couch.
Okay.
Oh gosh, that's also very stressful about having to buy furniture.
Yeah, that is stressful. Oh my God, you're designing a whole new house.
Yes, it's gonna, yeah, guys, big news. So, wow. Yeah, I'm gonna be a house person.
A house person. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. But to say, are you in the market for something? That is about needing to buy something. You want to buy something. So that's what we are going to be talking about today. Before we get into that, guys, we did a Saturday episode. It was All Ears English, Do You Wear Glasses? How to Connect Over Vision Changes in English. And we're having a lot of fun with these Saturday episodes. Guys, listen on Saturdays because we are here for you. If you're on the way to brunch, you are relaxing in bed, whatever it is, we're here for you on Saturdays.
Yep. I think you call them our sassy Saturdays, right, Michelle? I love that
something
term.
Like
you guys take us with you. Whatever your Saturdays look like, turn on All Ears English. And especially if you've hit follow, then we'll be right there. And Michelle, another great way to consume All Ears English is in the app, iOS and Android. So guys, go over and get that, allearsenglish.com/app. All right.
Okay. Definitely. Sounds good. So yeah, as I mentioned, I'm in the market for some new furniture. So talking about things that we need to buy, Lindsay, what does this do for connection?
Oh, a lot of things. Oh, a lot of opportunities here. First of all, it gives people an opportunity to make a suggestion, which people love doing that. They love it. It's almost like they feel they've got a best kept secret. And they made it, let's say you're in the market for a car and they chose this car that they love. Or you're in the market for new furniture for your home and they've found a place that's better than Wayfair or better than IKEA. They want to share it with you. So that's number one. Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's good for actually when you're shopping, you're going to the store, you could say, oh, I'm in the market for this, for that. Mm-hmm. But it's also just good for casual conversations or maybe even business conversations. But Lindsay, I like what you brought up because it does open the door for someone to make a recommendation. Oh my gosh, I love my car. You really, I didn't think it would be such a good car, but I really think you should take a look at it, right? People get super excited when they have something that's good and they want to recommend it.
They really do. 100%. So we're going to give you guys ways to do this today, right? But more so from the perspective, is it from the perspective of the person looking for the thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
So yeah, we're going to talk about four ways to talk about this today. So, right. The first one is in the market for, we've been saying this the whole time. So I'm in the market for a new car. Can you help me?
And just to be totally clear, this doesn't mean that we're physically in a market. Right. Just to make sure we know. Okay.
Right. I'm not, you're not going to say I'm in the market for a new car. It doesn't mean you're standing in there. Good
showroom
point.
Or the grocery store or something. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could, if you're using it in that context, oh, hey, I'm in the market for some groceries. Sure. In the market.
Kind of. Although in the market, actually, that's an interesting point. There's a distinction we need to make here.
Grocery store and
really
market,
use or... this for daily commodities, do we? I'm in the market for some gas. I need to fill my car with gas.
No. Right. I'm in the market for an avocado. No, yeah. You don't know. Right. That's a good point. True. This is weird. For larger purchases or if it's a specific thing like exactly. Not something you buy every day. Oh, I'm in the market for a new dress for this wedding I'm going to.
Yeah. Something that either a bigger purchase or something that just requires more thought.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'm in the market for a bagged salad. That's not one.
It would be so weird. No, guys. So just the things that you're, where you would actually have the time to say this and think about it and spread the word. I'm not going to spread the word that I'm in the market for my weekly groceries. No, I just go to the grocery store and I buy the same things every week.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. So another thing you could just say is searching for, right? You don't need to emphasize that you're buying, but you could say something like, I'm searching for a new for a desk for my home office.
Yes. And we can always interchange looking for there too, right? I'm looking for a desk for my home office. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good. Quick reminder about our sponsor, Indeed. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned that hiring can be overwhelming and slow if you don't have the right tools. If you're in charge of hiring at your company or if you run your own business, then there is a better way. Try Indeed. Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't forget to grab this special deal. Get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions do apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right. So next one, what would this one be, Michelle?
This one is, you could say want or would like or need, but to purchase. Mm-hmm. So for example, oh, I'd like to purchase a coffee table. Any suggestions?
Yeah. And now this could be used also when you walk into a showroom floor, maybe you go to Wayfair, IKEA. Again, I'm just throwing these names out because it's what comes to mind.
Yeah.
Right. So if they come up to you and they say, how can we help you? You could also say in that case, right?
Right. I need to purchase whatever. Yeah. And then what's the last one, Lindsay?
Okay. To be in need of something. So I'm in need of a gift for my mom. I don't know what to buy. Okay. So maybe it's Mother's Day or something. And yeah, another way to say you need something, to be in need of.
Yeah. Do you like buying gifts or does it stress you out?
Yeah, it stresses me out. I'm not much of a, because it's not one of my love languages. So I'm not really like a gift. Yeah, it's just not the way I communicate. you know? Mm-hmm. But if I really put my mind into it and I come up with something good, then I get excited about it, you know?
I'm the same way. It's it doesn't, when it happens and it's perfect, it's magical.
That's so cool. Yeah. it really is magical. That's a good one. way to describe it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can't wait to give it to the person.
Yes. It's like the thing you're most excited about the whole day. Yes.
Actually, I was in the city with my son the other day, and we were, I saw out of the corner of my eye, I saw a Knicks swimsuit, a Knicks swim trunks for men. And they were 70% off.
Oh,
so I wasn't in the market for that, but I knew that Father's Day was coming up.
Perfect.
And I said, let's get this for Dad. And so I put it in the bag and we carried it around all day, and I was going to put it away for Father's Day. And then Dan comes home and my son just pulls out the pulls it out, and he's like, here, Dad, we got this for you.
Oh, maybe his love language is gift giving. I love that.
Yeah, it's cute. But so it's nice when you stumble upon a gift. Yeah, or so is. That's either, you could either have that happen, or you could just think of something perfect, and that's the best.
Oh, I love that. That's so nice. Yes. Yeah. So good. Yeah. All right. So I'm good. So, okay. Where to next, Michelle? Where to next? Okay.
So Lindsay, would you, which one of these are you more inclined to use? Do you think any of them are more or less formal? Do you not like any of them?
I like, I'm in the market for something because it's a good idea, especially when you're talking about a big thing. It's good to be able to crowdsource ideas, crowdsource knowledge.
Crowdsource. Uh-huh. That's a good bonus word, Lindsay. What does crowdsource mean?
Yeah, it just means use the crowd, use people around you, use their knowledge. They have insight. Maybe they bought a car last year. They know what cars to avoid. They know what, maybe they know what cars are coming on the market soon, you know?
Right.
They're more than you could know. Yeah.
Aficionado. Yeah.
Aficionado. Yes.
So, right. Exactly. I do feel in the market four seems the most natural to me as well. But some of these, they sound a little bit more formal. We could do more casual another day, like, I want to buy, you know, just something a little bit more casual sounding, but these are all good. But they do sound, like Lindsay was saying, about the, like, they're more about purchases you put some thought into.
Yes, 100%. So there's a different kind of language that we use when we do, like, again, the commodities, the daily things, the weekly things versus a loftier purchase that you probably should research. Are you a researcher, Michelle, or do you just kind of go to the, whatever it is, the showroom floor, the place, and do the thing, buy the thing? Like, we just bought a new washer dryer. And like, how much time would you spend researching a new washer dryer?
Oh man, it depends on how much time I have. I mean, for example, one day our refrigerator just stopped working. I can tell you there was very little research put into the new one, because when you need a new refrigerator, you need it now.
Right. Emergency purchases, that there's a place in life for that for sure.
Right. But if I, and also it depends how much I know about something. I mean, the washer dryer, I'd look a little bit into it. Maybe I think about, is it a stackable or whatever? But if I don't know that much about it, I might just look at some reviews. So I wouldn't say I'm a huge researcher, but yeah, it really depends on the thing. What about you?
Well, when I was a kid, my mom used to go into a lot of depth. She would always get Consumer Reports. Do you remember Consumer Reports? It's probably still a thing.
Yeah.
The magazine.
Yeah,
that I think it was an online website. You have to pay for it. And all the ratings of all the things. But sometimes life is just busy. And if you go to that intensity level on everything in life, it's tough. You know? So I try to pick and choose, not be too crazy. Yeah.
That's good, Lindsay. Yeah. Lindsay has been just giving me tons of good vocab today for our personalized powerless. Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's a commodities, loftier, so much good stuff, guys. So definitely make sure to get in on that on our app. But yeah, so this is just great for connection, sharing that you're shopping for something, actually asking someone in the showroom. But these are just very good for connection in general. So should we do a role play?
Let's do it. So we are at a furniture store. Well, I'm at a furniture store and you work there. Okay. So, all right. So you're coming at me then. Okay.
I'm coming at you. Okay. Here we go. Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm in the market for some furniture for my new apartment.
Oh, great. Well, you've come to the right place. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm definitely in need of a new bed.
Okay, new bed. Got it.
Also, I'm searching for a desk for my office.
Oh, we have plenty of those.
Okay, great. And also, I'd like to purchase a wall unit for my TV.
Great. All right. So should we start with the beds?
Sure.
Right this way.
Oh, that's going to be a big bill.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we're coming out with a whole truck full of things today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, well, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of things to get for a move for you coming up. I don't normally come out with so many items. Usually it's just one thing that I'll get when I go to a big store like that. But if you're moving, you know, makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's going to be slow.
Yes. Yeah, slow. Okay.
Just one thing at a time. We might be sitting on the floor a little bit. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. That's normal. All right. Cool. So here I said, I'm in the market for some furniture for my new apartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you said, so I was asking you, what are you looking for? And you said, I'm definitely in need of a new bed.
I'm in need of. And yeah, I think that seeing this construction, it's going to be a little less common. I think the most common thing you're going to see is, I definitely need a new bed. But if you want to mix it up, go for it. Have some, you know, some vocabulary range. It makes you more interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And then whose turn it is?
So here we go. So I said, also, I'm searching for a new desk for my office, right? Just another way to say it. Mm-hmm.
And then you said, I'd also like to purchase a wall unit for my TV.
Whew. Yes. Wow. Okay. Busy. Cool. Yeah. Nice. Do you, when you buy furniture, are you okay with having to assemble it yourself, or do you like to have someone do it for you, or what's your status when it comes to assembly? Hmm.
I think it depends on what it is, but, I mean, I'd prefer someone do it.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm being totally honest, what about you?
It's just hard. It's just sometimes the manuals, the guides are so hard to understand for me.
Yeah.
Because there's no words. It's just pictures. And then you're like, what do I do with this thing? It's 2x4. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. So yes, I struggle, but I don't usually have someone to do it. So usually we just get it done. So
yeah.
Yes.
Yep. You got to do it.
All right, Michelle, what's the takeaway for today? Where should we leave our listeners?
All right. Well, this is useful vocab for making purchases. And again, we were talking more specifically about purchases you have to put some thought into, not your avocados, not your bagged salads.
Right. Again, it's not your everyday
items. Yeah. But these are good. And let us know what purchases you've made recently.
All right. Excellent. And guys, check out the app because we're getting a lot of good vocabulary here. So you're going to want to find a way to track that and save it to that personal power list. So allersenglish.com/app.
All right. All right, Lindsay, this was fun. And I hope if you need to make any purchases, you find the right thing.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.